feels like a missed opportunity to play some Sabrina Carpenter.
So we or kick Baby's off the Black Balloon Makes You Fly. I feel like Goo Goo Dolls is getting to the point where they're playing some smaller venues now, right?
I hear they're opening for the Killers at Summerfest.
Is that right?
No. Let's get to your calls.
Why would you say that, then?
To get your hopes up? I don't know. Maybe we can make that. Maybe we could speak that into existence.
You like sour and old tea, don't you?
Yeah. No, I want to get to these calls because people want to hear what Goody had to say. We're here to give it to him, but we're taking calls right now.
Yeah.
Are you embarrassed or are you glad?
Is Jesse embarrassed? One word answer.
Takes a lot for Jesse to get embarrassed.
No, I love when people propose rule changes and go about it the formal way. It's right up my alley.
That's true.
It's true, actually. Check out ESPNWisconsinContest.com for more. All right, 844-770-3776. Are you embarrassed that the Packers were the team that put forth the proposal to ban the tush push? Let's start with Matt in Verona. Matt, good morning. Your lovely town.
Big hockey tussle tonight. Verona is playing. I think who does Verona got tonight in hockey? Wanakee. Middleton playing Edgewood.
Oh boy.
Big battles going on. Kind of the Madison powerhouses in the hockey community.
Huge. My nephew is the goalkeeper for Verona, so I'll be there.
Ooh, wow. Okay. And thank you, Matt, because Tausch extolling the huge game and then not even knowing who's playing in it is right on brand.
Verona was playing. They're favorites now. Yeah, Spash,
the opponent seems like it also key
up.
Part of the story.
Spash was unbeaten. Everybody had crowned him. And then Eau Claire went in there and knocked him off. 4-1. Undefeated regular season. Boom. Over. Verona, nice. Edgewood. They're all
feel
ready to go
for the
win
kids.
A championship.
So now it's wide open, you're saying.
It's exactly
for
what
the
I'm
taking.
Saying. Yes.
You got five callers lined up, right?
Yeah. What are you trying to say,
now
Matt?
Now we got Matt.
What, Matt's telling us to get our clock management.
Matt's got places to be.
All right, Matt. Jeez. Last time I show Verona any love. The hell with Verona. All right.
No, I love you guys. So there's a couple layers to this. Embarrassed is a strong word. Really strong. But what I would have preferred is for Mark Murphy to call all the other owners and say, here's what I'm doing. Do you support this? And then they send a joint proposal that 22 teams in the league have jointly proposed to ban the tush push. That would have been a much stronger way. Now the Packers are out on a limb, laughing stock of the league, quite frankly. Teams are probably laughing at them. The other piece is this is such a copycat league. Why on earth is not every single team doing the tush push at a high level? Some
That's
aren't even
question.
Trying it. The Bills are. And so I would have assumed 2 years ago that every team on the planet would start doing the tush push at a really high level, and there's no reason they can't. It's an easy play.
Well, thanks for the call. Well, first off, there is a reason.
Go Wildcats.
How many quarterbacks squat 800 pounds? How many quarterbacks do you have, frail old quarterbacks that you don't want to put in harm's way? And by the way, the league does everything in its power to cover and not let quarterbacks get hit, but now they're fine doing this?
But
it goes against the basic premise of protect the quarterback at all costs. And
all
they're
right.
running this play. So it goes against it. That's just another added layer to the get rid of it crowd that I'm in.
But to Matt's point and to the Packers strain of this story, you could have someone else do it. Right?
You know what you want, Jason? Jesse? You want to let's get rid of the guy you're paying $60 million a year to. Let's not put him under center. Look, that's what we try to do in the NFL. $60 million. Let's get more plays to have a backup quarterback
let's
sneak
not,
the ball.
Yeah,
hey,
not,
great business idea. Amazon's going to pay big money
to
have more quarterback sneaks.
Sour tea.
Right, let me know when you're done, sour tea.
Well, if you'd let me finish.
You would know. Better it's better financial responsibility to not put your $60 million quarterback under center to get the crap beat out of him on a quarterback sneak if you have a player that can handle the snap part of it and not fumble it and then lurch forward with his powerful body like a Tucker Kraft or like a Saquon Barkley. Yep. If they are playing Kenny Pickett at quarterback, did they still do the tush push?
I don't know.
Because
yeah,
Jalen Hurts missed some time.
No, they do.
I know the Kansas City Chiefs
don't
do it.
And he busted a rib doing it.
Right. They don't want to lose their star quarterback who they pay $60 million.
You're literally making my argument for me, so thank you. You're literally making my argument. So it makes sense.
No, I'm saying that you...
Let's get to the next call.
You can.
You're making my argument. Thank you, Matt, for helping me make the argument, even though you're against it.
I'm starting to feel like you're driving the car and we're the passengers.
And we're careening from guardrail to guardrail.
A little tyranny going
on
here.
Who's the next caller, Jesse?
I have a text. Would you like to read the text?
Well, I thought Matt was saying we got six calls. We got to get to him.
He's right. We do.
So let's go.
844-770-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Let's go to Doug in Kenosha.
Good luck, Doug.
I agree with Tausch. Oh, great, Doug.
I hate the tush push.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's very predictable and boring. Yes. And if they do want to keep it, which I hope they don't, but how about it, like the coach is throwing out the red flag? How about they get to use it once a game? That's it. Okay. I don't want to see him going down the field with it.
Oh, I kind of like Doug's idea here. I like this. Great call, Doug. You made me think. I'm totally on board with that because their strategy. You have to announce it. That you're
like the onside
pushing.
Kick.
Totally on board with it. Yep. Because that adds drama to the game.
You can just see when they're lining up to do it that part of the drama and
the
excitement.
Coach, Sirianni has to pick, when am I going to utilize it? Am I going to do it at 4th-and-1 in the second quarter when I might need it at 4th-and-1 in the fourth quarter? All of a sudden, Sirianni's got to think about it. Everybody's got to think about it's like a timeout. Love that call. Love that idea. Doug's at the top of the board. Next.
I don't think we should go down the slippery slope of deciding when you can use specific plays.
This
I would think that'd be something you'd be
play.
Against.
No, I like this idea.
You also don't like the fact that you have to announce the onside kick,
though. No, it's
though.
Dumb. The kickoff is dumb. I've said that 100 times, but I want to make it as good.
How is this different than the kickoff and you have to announce the onside kick because you can't do it in the first three quarters of the game?
Yeah, this is different.
You also have to get into the definition of what is a tush push play then.
No, we know what a tush push. If you line up and you push the tush, it's a tush push.
But if you hand it off to the running back
declare,
and then the running back gets pushed? Or?
You have to declare. Doesn't mean you have to run it, but that is your only declarative one. That's it. Then you can't do it again. Love it. Good idea. And by the way, the more you do this, the more it's going to siphon out the fact this is idiotic. Get rid of it. That's why I like it. You know what coaches don't want? More on their plate. Give them more and they will scrap it. Yes. Great job, Doug. All right, let's get to one more call before the break. Jesse, who do we got?
We go to West Virginia.
You're on the text, Jane. If you want to take over, going to
I'm
calls,
not trying
look
to take over.
Phone.
I'm trying to get moving.
You are Matt, 100% taking
Matt
over.
Matt and Verona got me motivated and fired up. We got to get to
let's
it.
Let's go to Steve in West Virginia. Steve,
Country
welcome
Roads.
To
I need to get to West Virginia.
Sweet Tea Tausch.
What up?
Are you at the Greenbrier?
What up? Nah. No, I'm not.
Okay.
Okay, good. Good. Are you embarrassed by the Packers proposing that the tush push be banned?
No, not at all. Why would I? We shouldn't be. Because, you know, so many, like, a lot of stuff was already mentioned that can happen. And the thing is, not just the quarterback, but any guy, defense, offense, whatever, guys could get seriously, seriously injured. You have no idea of the pressure that's coming in, how a guy could fall, you know, and he can injure the neck, any part of his body. It could be a really bad season-ending injury. You'd have no idea what can happen in this push.
Yep.
With all the weight, with the offensive linemen, defensive linemen, and then you have no idea what can happen. I get a slip or anything happen, and next you know, someone can get seriously, seriously injured. Really, really bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been waiting for it. You know, it's just like someone even made a comment on the day I was watching, like, when the block a field goal, you're not allowed, the defense is not allowed to, like, touch or jump over or whatever, the offensive lineman or anything like that.
Yep.
It's a penalty. See, this is why it doesn't make any sense. If that's not allowed, and then they can do all this on the offensive line, and then, like I said, anybody seriously could get injured. You have no idea. With all that muscle, all that power, with the offensive lineman, defensive lineman, it's going in. I don't want to see anybody get seriously injured badly because of a stupid play of a tush push. That would be, you know, ridiculous.
Steve, thanks for the call. I will say this. We don't have any level of evidence that this is a play that leads to a higher likelihood of injury than other plays in the course of a game. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not. I'm just saying that both Troy Vincent, speaking on the NFL Network yesterday, Sean McDermott, the head coach of the Buffalo Bills, speaking at the podium yesterday in Indianapolis, and Goody, who just talked moments ago, all three said what I'm saying now, which is there is no concrete evidence that there is a higher risk of injury. Tausch, do you believe that this is a dangerous play from a player safety perspective or not?
Yes.
And if you think it's unsafe, you don't run it with your $60 million quarterback, you said.
No, I'm saying if you're going to do that, yeah. I just... Is there any concrete proof that putting all that humanity fighting for 3 inches of space, we get that that's football, but the amount of force and snap back, I can't concretely do it, but I can tell you this, it's much more likely that that happens. You can get hurt any play, any time when you're playing football. This is on steroids, the idea that that could happen. It is highlighted and accentuated more because of the amount of humanity in one spot. Yes, it is not pro player safety under any circumstance. I don't care what analytics tells me. It's not.
Okay? I'm just telling you that's what they're saying. That's what the NFL
Who's
is
they?
Saying. We don't. I just gave you three people, including the executive vice president of
Jason,
football ops.
You know publicly versus privately is different.
Right, but can they really say, are they in the business of saying that this does not have an elevated injury risk if they don't, like, they don't want to say that? They don't want to say that if they can't make that up.
They
right?
don't want to
they
get
can't.
Involved in this because it's outside of their purview. That's why.
Well, if you're it's good not at, outside Jason, of Troy Vincent's
if,
purview,
if
he's the one who led the kickoff change.
If you're good at this, you're going to want to keep it. Period. Fin. If you're not, you want to get rid of it. The question the NFL has to always battle is it going to make the game more entertaining? And I'm telling you right now, if I'm Troy Vincent and Roger Goodell, all I'm doing, if I'm Mark Murphy and I'm going to stand on this battlefield to get rid of this, send that clip in with Washington and the ref saying we are going to award a touchdown because we can't figure all this out. That is the goal. That will be the proverbial break in the wall that will topple this whole deal. Because the embarrassment and the amount of people that have wagered on that game via parlays and whatnot is going to be where you start getting into really having some issues off the field. Not even considering all of the on-the-field stuff. And the fact it's just not entertaining. I don't know why we think this is worth it. I don't know why we think this juice is worth that squeeze. It's not.
Yeah, I think we're over... I think we're making too big of a deal out of this. I think if you just eliminate the pushing from the back and you still do all the rest the same, it will not be as successful but it's risky to run that play without the pushing, too, because the same mass of humanity is colliding at the line of scrimmage. I want to get to a few more of your calls, and then I want to get to what Goody said, because I know our team of crack producers has worked very hard to cobble together all the audio clips from Goody in Indianapolis. So we will get to that. If you're on hold, we'll get to your calls coming up. More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Working late because I'm on the radio.
That was Sabrina.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the song I've heard.
This is the one I was singing to earlier.
She's got two or three that they hammer pretty much consistently within the hour. It's
Please, Please, Please. That's a popular one.
All right.
Please, Please, Please. Can we get some more calls so we can get to Goody? Let's go north of the border to our soon-to-be 51st state, from what I'm hearing. It is Ricardo in Canada. Ricardo, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. Good morning. By the way, you guys got it wrong. You guys will become the 12th province of Canada, from what I hear.
Sounds like an interesting battle. Very interesting battle.
Kind of like
there we go.
Kind of like your idea, quite frankly.
Trust me, our taxes are a lot worse than you guys, so you don't want that. But listen, I just want to throw it out there. Listen, I'm a purist. Just leave the game the way it is. Everything is cyclical. Everything goes in cycles. Yeah. It works right now because they have a team made for that. Eventually, there will be a team that will have, you know, 350-pound defensive tackles that will stop it, and then they won't run it. As soon as Sirianni gets another job, the Eagles will stop running this play. Leave the game the way it is. They mess up the kickoff return. Now they can't do surprise, you know, kick offside kicks and all that stuff. You can't dictate a team on what they can play and what they can't play. Leave the game the way it is. It's working right now. It'll work for another few years, and then it won't happen again anymore. Like, just leave the game the way it is.
Like the Wildcats.
Yes. Figure it out, all right? They run it. Someone will eventually learn how to stop it, and then everyone will start learning how to stop it. Let it be. All right. By the way, boys, have a good day.
Let it be. A little John Lennon. Yeah.
I got to say, I think that is even better than Doug's call of it will go the way of the white.
I disagree.
I think you're a Doug stan now.
I've become a Doug stan.
Doug Gutekunst, oddly enough, is that guy's name.
I'm just shocked that Wilde is advocating for us to be a 12th province. He didn't even know there was 11 provinces up there. That's the other shock.
I'm not advocating for anything.
Well, you just said it. I want to make sure I put that out there.
I thought there were 14.
I don't know. Well, Ricardo, I think, knows probably more about provincials up there in the north than we do.
I'm sorry, what are they called?
Whatever. So it's easy to say this was never on. By the way, do you all remember since Ricardo is now going to be the standard bearer for what the, you know, the integrity of the game and what did he say? The history of it, right? The protocols, all this stuff. What was the word he used, Jesse?
I don't know.
All right. Do we remember the
Why
ice
is it
bowl?
Always our fault when we don't
I'm
know
I'm asking
what he
because
wants.
You guys...
I was just looking up
it's
that there
my
are,
bad that I would think you guys
there
are listening
are 10
as
provinces
I'm
and three well, territories in Canada.
Yeah, it was. So, do you remember when Bart Starr... Was there a tush push, or did he do a quarterback sneak?
No, he did a quarterback sneak.
So for all these, the purists, that's the word I was looking for, football purists like Ricardo, and I love Ricardo. Football purists wasn't about rugby. If you all want to watch this tush push so much, go over to New Zealand. There's plenty of rugby over there. This is rugby. You want to watch rugby? Watch rugby. I want to watch football. I want skill. I'm not interested in all this other stuff. And by the way, I love watching when there's like a scrum and the O-line comes in and just they move the pile like Tucker Kraft and get that extra 8 yards.
Uh-huh.
I'm all right with that. That's organic. This ain't organic. None of this is organic. And it's not pure. It ain't no football purism about what we're seeing.
I don't want to speak for Ricardo.
This is synthetic.
I don't think Ricardo was saying that the play itself is pure. He called himself a purist, saying, I believe that the game will resolve these types of issues by the way it evolves. The Wildcat was the new rage for one period of time. And then teams figured out how to defend it, and no one ran it anymore. Right? Colin Kaepernick was running through the Packers, and then subsequently other teams, with his read option. And then, for years, that disappeared. The Matt LaFleur, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan offense was unstoppable for a while. And then defenses figured out ways to start to slow it down. Like, you yourself, having played in the league for 11 years, don't you agree that the league is cyclical and that whatever is working right now, the people on the other side of the ball, whether it's offense or defense, will figure out a way to stop it or at least mitigate its success. Don't you believe that?
The league is cyclical. This is not some fad. Okay? It's not. And if you want to continue to do this,
I didn't great. Say I did want to. No, I'm just saying I'm that's saying what Ricardo you, don't so said.
Don't get so defensive. I'm literally
Sour
just,
J.
It is just, this isn't the Wildcat. This is growing. This isn't shrinking. This is not, I just don't think this is entertaining for the league. And I have come on board. I used to, from a former player standpoint, I looked at things in different scopes, mostly player-wise. I have had to change to more entertain me because that's the business we're in. This is not entertaining. This is not the juice. I continue to go to this because it's true. The juice is not worth the squeeze, and I am just waiting. Just continue to pound home the fact that the officials in an NFC championship game were going to award a touchdown.
Yeah. Hated
and if
that.
You if everybody mm-hmm. that wants to sit here and die on this hill of the tush push, just keep pounding that tape at people. How is that good for the game? And if you can answer that and say, well, it's actually good because this, you're full of blank. Just keep every time somebody calls in and says, boy, this is great, this is pure. Grab that audio and shove it down their throats.
Okay.
Yum.
A little sour tea.
I just want, in fairness to Ricardo, our Canadian correspondent.
I'm not pounding this at Ricardo.
He didn't say this is a pure play. He said he is a football purist. He believes that the game.
But he's advocating for this.
No, I don't think he said that he likes the play. I think his point was that they will eventually figure out a way to defend it, and it will no longer be. And by the way, to your own point, it's not that popular. It has not taken the league by storm.
It's not
it's
shrinking.
One team doing it effectively.
It's not shrinking.
The Packers don't push Tucker Kraft's tush.
Not yet. Let me tell you something. If this dies like it's going to, and it's reverb, it's going to be reincarnated, it will be bigger and Jason, more teams are going to start going for it on 4th-and-1 and 4th-and-2.
I agree with
that. This is going to be more and more and more and more. And I think the NFL is leery of getting rid of it because they want that. They want more going for it and getting it
they
so
do.
That there's more
You're
offense
right about that.
In these games. That doesn't mean it's better football or better for anyone involved.
No.
And for everybody that keeps thinking that, just shove that Washington Philly audio down your throats and then get Las Vegas and all those folks involved. And I'm guessing people are going to, maybe we need to think this. Maybe Mark Murphy's on to something here.
Look, my position remains as it was from the beginning of the show. I don't like this play. I think that they should stop allowing players to push the quarterback from behind. I think they should force more teams to get creative, like the Packers did, who did not want their fawn of a quarterback getting whacked on quarterback sneaks, so they motioned their big, burly, nine-man football quarterback in high school in South Dakota playing tight end under center, and then he takes the physicality that he has and gains the first down. I'm on board with that, with the Packers not pushing his butt to get him across the line of scrimmage and get the first down.
Yeah.
So I agree with this. The point that I think that Ricardo makes that is a fair one is that throughout NFL history, stuff that has been in vogue, eventually teams figure out how to defend it and it stops being effective and teams go away from it. And right now it's one team that's doing it.
Buffalo did it a ton. A ton. And Jason, I guess the point I'm making is if they're not going to disallow this, you are going to see teams pulling their $60 million quarterbacks, which, by the way, I think the NFL wants out on the field every play. You're going to see, let's start figuring out ways to get some of these big boys handling snaps, and then all of a sudden it gets more entertaining. You're going to end up seeing clown shows, ball flying up in the air because you got nose tackles playing quarterback. That could be more entertaining. But if you think Philadelphia is going to slow this train down for 1 second, you're crazy. And by the way,
you can
plan all you want and figure out how to mitigate it. Nobody has done it. Nobody.
Yeah. Yep. You're right about that.
Yep.
It's 10:37. I want to get some more of your calls that you asked for. Yep. After, as you mentioned, there's also the factor of who would get the points if you are playing Prize Picks if they just award the points to the Eagles?
That's a question that I'm thinking a lot of people should be asking. I'm not sure if they are yet, but they will. And I'm going to be playing a lot of second half basketball. The race to the playoffs is heating up on Prize Picks, the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. 10 million members, billions of dollars. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everybody, and in the great state of Wisconsin, can win up to 1,000 times if you go more or less on your projections on Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Available in more than 40 states, including the greatest of all the states, which is Wisconsin. Download the Prize Picks app and use that code WI to get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code WI on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Win or lose, you get $50 just for playing. That is guaranteed. Prize Picks.
Run!
Your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
We'll get to a couple of more calls and some really good texts, including one from Denise that I thought was interesting that I saw flash across the video stream. And then we'll get to Goody and what he had to say in Indianapolis. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Let's get to a few more of your calls. And Jesse's got a few text messages as well. Let's start.
Getting a lot of private, and Sarah's gotten some that she sent me, of people going back to the football purism of the blocks with Kramer and the quarterback sneaks that we didn't have no tush pushes on those. So I don't even know if this play is legal.
Right. It wouldn't have been once upon a time, and based on what Chris Canty read on Unsportsmanlike, the rule is still in some way, shape, or form in the book. And they just don't call it. Which, again, the NFL also never announced they were going to have sky judges. They just started doing it.
Yeah.
So I don't care that it's hard to officiate. This one is not hard to officiate.
If you can't tell that you're shoving a quarterback's tush, I don't know what else you can, what else are you looking at?
Correct. Let's go to Spencer in Minnesota. Spencer! Are you embarrassed that the Packers were the ones who put forth this proposal?
Yes, I am embarrassed that the Packers put forward this proposal. I'm glad you re-asked it, because if it's just the tush push, I don't really care too much about it. I mean, the NFL, they'll figure it out one way or another. But the Green Bay Packers shouldn't be the team that is complaining about this. And I have my own biases. But Mark Murphy shouldn't be the guy bringing up this complaint. You know, so Goody talked earlier today, and when asked about it, he said, I haven't really been, you know, we haven't really talked about that much.
Uh-huh.
I want to know if Matt has talked about it that much. Because what infuriates me is Mark Murphy acting the way he does like he is an NFL owner. He is not an NFL owner. He just happens to be the president of the Green Bay Packers, and he's supposed to represent what the fans and whatever we want. And this guy is what? He's going to retire in a couple months? So this rule he's trying to implement wouldn't even happen under his watch? That's what upsets me. And seemingly, he didn't even talk to Goody or Matt that much about it. It's Mark Murphy doesn't want the tush push. So Mark Murphy is going to be the one to speak up and ask for it to get banned.
Well, first of all, spoiler alert, I think Roger Goodell doesn't want the tush push. And he asked his old buddy, Mark Murphy, one
party
more time.
Gift, eh? We gave you the draft. We won't send you to Brazil again for a while. Just throw
we'll send you to Ireland.
Hey, throw a little tush push out on your little weekly spot on Packers.com.
Apparently they like green and gold.
But I Spencer, I think it's a very fair point. But I do think this is, I believe that this is Roger Goodell, who has used Mark Murphy to float previous trial balloons. 17-game schedule was one of them. And there have been other examples throughout history. Hey, let's see how people react to Mark Murphy saying this. He's like Mikey with the Life cereal. Oh, give it to Murphy. He'll say anything. And then you see what the reaction is. And maybe people chalk it up to, oh, that wacky Mark Murphy coming out and saying
just imagine,
he's a complicated fella.
Just imagine if that young fella from the girls' basketball tournament was interviewing him, how much more they'd have gotten out of him.
We got to get the Chippewa Falls.
So I don't know if Mark Murphy is as passionate about this as it may seem. And to your point, Spencer, the fact that Goody's up there at the podium saying, yeah, we haven't really talked about it internally. Well, then why is your team present? Why is your team putting forth the proposal? Shouldn't you have talked about it first?
I'm guessing there was a conversation.
I'm just saying what he that's
no,
just
I understand.
What he said.
Yeah.
Spencer, thanks for the call, buddy. We appreciate you. 844-770-3776.
Have most of our callers, because I've obviously been fired up about this, has it been mostly pro embarrassment or pro non-embarrassment?
I feel like they're, again, we got a little bit away from the original question for a while there.
Okay. What's up, Sleepy? Continue.
Long night at Andy
bingo.
North Trivia last
Tough
night.
Bingo night.
Yeah. Wait, Jesse, were you yawning or something?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
not
yeah.
a bit. Not like I'm talking monster.
Usually
yawn.
I can get away with it. This time he was staring me down.
It was a monster yawn. Like, sorry, we're inconveniencing you from your nap. I won't ask any more questions about anything.
Let's keep going with the calls. Let's go to Jack in Whitefish Bay. Jack, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. How you doing?
Doing very good. Thanks for taking my phone call. I do want to give you guys permission to send this clip to the NFL because I have fixed the tush push.
Oh, I love this. Okay, let's hear it.
All right. My tush push rule, you can only do it on fourth down. It allows all these purists to get the hey, stop complaining, just stop it. You allow them to settle that on fourth down.
So you can't do it on third and one, but you can do it on fourth and one.
You got it. Because my biggest issue of the tush push was not that the play itself happened. It was that offenses only cared about getting 8 yards on first and second down because they knew that they had two chances at getting 2 yards.
Oh.
So you knew on anywhere on the field, if they got 8 yards, they were going for it on fourth down. Or third down.
What do you think of this? I this feels like a compromise that sounds reasonable to me.
Okay, so help me remember. Doug, correct?
Doug.
Doug.
Doug and Kenosha.
Doug and Kenosha.
So I like the fact that we have callers thinking outside the box.
I do, too.
I really like that.
In fact,
I love ideas. You know I thrive on good ideology. Thrive on it.
Yeah,
I don't want this play to continue to grow. I am wanting to chop like an onion. Chop, 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 chop. Get it out of there. Adding it to every fourth down. No, 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 no. I love the concept of putting it on a head football coach. I'm only getting one. When is the time? When is it time to do it? If you can do it every fourth down, you might as well just keep it in because that's, I would say it's probably 90% run on fourth down, the tush push. So I like that you're thinking that way. I like that you're processing it, but I'm on the team Doug when it comes to that. Old Yanni, I got to get him. We got to get old boy a cup of mud back there. All right, let's get to our last caller, Jesse.
Jesse, are you on the floor?
I don't know what he is doing.
I'm trying to hide from him because he keeps yelling at me for yawning.
Nobody's yelling.
Scolding, maybe. Well, let's close out the calls, and then we'll do texts next, and then we'll get to Goody in the 11 o'clock hour. Sorry to those of you who were waiting to hear from the Packers general manager. Let's go to Sparky in Sussex.
Sparks.
Yanni, can you give us Sparky in Sussex, please? Good morning, Sparky.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're better awesome. Than Jesse, who's exhausted.
That's understandable.
No, it's not.
Thanks, Sparky. It is understandable. I appreciate that.
You don't know how I meant it.
Whoa, Nelly!
All right, Sparky, are you embarrassed or not?
Absolutely not. I'm really happy that the Packers, who had probably the most famous quarterback sneak in NFL history, are asking for a change. I hate the tush push. It was illegal till a couple of years ago, and the NFL ruled it was too difficult to officiate, so they changed it. And now it's morphing into actually pulling runners sometimes, which really drives me nuts because that's not called. And, you know, Tausch mentioned that the star sneak in the ice bowl. And just I'm guessing you guys may know the story about Chuck Mercine on the sneak. He thought he was getting the ball, so you've seen that famous picture of him with his arms up, and people thought he was signaling touchdown. He wasn't. He was just telling the refs, hey, I'm not touching him. I'm not pushing him. And I think that's the way it should be. So I definitely hate the push.
Great little add there of context to that story.
Yeah. Well, he's a football purist, Sparky in Sussex.
I'm just old.
Well, that too. Aren't we all? All right. So, Sparky, do you think that this proposal will work and the play will be banned? Because as we got away from the embarrassment question, Tausch feels pretty strongly about getting this play out of the game. Unless you're only allowed
Absolutely
to use it once a game, apparently.
Love it. Once a game.
No, I think it should be gone. I don't think you can say, it's okay to do it here, but not here. I mean, otherwise, what other rules could be changed?
Yes, that's my issue. You know, yes.
I don't know. They change. They basically change every rule every year. They change. Rules change constantly in this league.
Yeah, but how many things do they say you can only do once in a game?
They say timeouts three times in a game.
I don't think being allowed to run a specific style of play is the same as calling timeouts. Do you?
No.
Okay. Thanks, Sparky. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Sparks. Sparky.
All right. Well, I don't know if we've solved anything. I do want to get to a couple of your text messages on the Carbless Talk and text line, 844-770-3776. Then we'll get to Goody coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Want to remind you, I tell you about them all the time. We're talking about the Ice Bowl. Guess what bank was already a partner of the Green Bay Packers for the Ice Bowl? Associated Bank. Guess who was there when they started in 1919?
Are we doing trivia?
Associated Bank.
Are we doing trivia right now? I'm just saying you're asking a lot of questions. Normally I don't hear that, so I thought you were doing trivia during this break.
No one prompted
Stern, like that.
Stern Wilty. Continue. My bad, Jason.
Run your game.
I love trivia, by the way. That's why I'm tired.
We'll get to that in Whoa, Nelly. Associated Bank has been the official bank of the Packers since the Packers began in 1919. But it's not just about Packers checking with Packers debit MasterCards and Packers checks and 10% off at the Packers Pro Shop in-store and online. It's also about the great customer service. And that includes Credit Monitor, which gives you fraud protection. Early Pay, which gets you access to your direct deposit up to 2 days early, and all the other great perks that come with being an Associated Bank customer. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. We'll get to your texts, and then we'll get to Goody. It's Wilde and Tausch.
We're on the Badgers.
I ain't going to be scared to say that this team can make a Final Four.
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
This team's good enough. They are.
This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
To a couple of text messages so we get to Goody as we start the 11 o'clock hour. Jesse, what do you got for us?
Sorry, I had to get it ready. All right,
he's napping. He's taking a nap.
Oh, CP head back there.
Can I read the text?
By the way, I think you spelled Delavan wrong on Delavan Darien. You got the big promo up there for Prep Mania. I don't think you spelled Delavan right.
Thank you for pointing that out publicly. I appreciate that feedback. That's great.
Well, I didn't know you. I didn't even
sound like he doesn't have a button where he can talk directly to you where it doesn't go over
the
air.
Would have been nice to know before we were live on the show.
Well, I started thinking to myself, do I not know how to spell Delavan?
Fred and Tosa. Did I spell that correctly?
No, but I think he spelled Murph wrong.
Well, but I think Fred spelled Murph in a fun way.
I feel that this is Murph's way to make a legacy for himself as the guy who started the ban on the Tush Push before he's done. It doesn't bother me at all that the Packers were the team that wanted it banned. With that being said, I feel that the league will vote in favor of getting rid of it.
At some point, not yet, but what do I keep telling you boys to do?
I don't know. You tell us to do a lot of things.
Gosh. You told me to do a lot today.
Run, have I really? Run the audio. Run the audio. That's what you got to do. And by the way, Murph's legacy, his legacy set. He's a Packer Hall of Famer. He got the draft to Green Bay. He's got a title
put him
town
in all by
done.
Himself.
He's, you could say what you want about old boy. I mean, he loves riding down the hill. He talks a lot. The journalist up in Eau Claire can just get after him like Barbara Walters. But Mark Murphy has been fantastic for the G&G. He has.
Definitely for the bottom line. I am curious, based on the tone of that text from Fred in Tosa, do people dislike, like, do they find him goofy? Do they dislike him? Are they glad that he's retiring? Are they going to miss him? I mean, Bob Harlan was beloved.
Yeah, that'll be a June topic when I think his tenure ends June 30. I think we can hit that on the 29th.
All right.
I don't know if we need to delve into that with Goody talking. And
delve
you're
itchy. Into it?
You're scratching yourself crazy up about this Packer hivedom about the Gutenator being
well,
in
he did. The general manager spoke at length, so that does feel important. But let's do one more text message from Denise.
Jesse's struggling today, boy. He's tired.
Sour tea, says Denise. With all due respect, if the Vikings had been the team that proposed the ban, you would be killing them.
Listen, I love the name Denise. It's a great name. Couldn't disagree more. I
you
feel the way I feel. I do.
You would agree
trophies,
with them.
No trophies
now,
for the Vikings.
If Green Bay had Jalen Hurts, I might be thinking differently because it's a distinct advantage. But my mindset on this entertained me. I could not have laid out my vision on this clearer. Like, there's times, sometimes I get rambly and maybe I skew off. And I understand that. People say, hey, focus back up, Old T. This isn't one of those cases. I have been focused. I think my points have been crystal blank and clear when it comes to that.
I look forward to the official Wildy and Tausch beer cheese condiment. And I know that it'll be Coors Light serving as the beer in our beer cheese.
Oh, indeed it will be. Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered. And it's cold packaged, so it's made to chill and make sure it's getting balmy out. I thought it was summer today. Jesse's got his top down on his convertible, and he's driving in. Mountains on Coors Light's cold-activated bottles and cans. They are. That was probably just to stay awake while he was driving. Make sure they're blue.
I don't have a convertible.
You know, it is chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
We'll hear from Brian Gutekunst next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.